From Spark and Anvil and FunctionForge, this is Veil the Valley Folder in Chapter 1 of the FunctionForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Veil was an instrument tuner, and she spent her days measuring one thing above all others: how far a note was from where it should be. A string could be sharp, tuned too high, or flat, tuned too low. To most people, these felt like opposites, and in a way they were. But to Veil, whose only job was to bring the string back to true, they were the same problem wearing two faces. A note two steps too high and a note two steps too low were both, simply, two steps off. Same distance, same amount of turning to fix. The direction of the error did not change the size of it. "I don't tune by which way it's wrong," she would say, resting her ear against a soundbox. "I tune by how far. Sharp or flat, I only want to know the distance from true." What Veil came to understand, tuning day after day, was that distance does not have a direction. 10 paces east of a tree and 10 paces west of it are the same distance from the tree. A dropped stitch 3 rows back and a dropped stitch 3 rows forward are the same reach away. Whenever what mattered was how far, the which way fell clean away, and a negative and its positive twin became one single size. She drew it once, idly, on the plaster of her workshop wall, a line of the distances from true, the two lows folded up to meet the two highs, and the shape that fell out was a V, a little valley, dipping to nothing right at true and climbing away equally on both sides. She had no idea this had a name in the world of numbers. When she was older, the FunctionForge Academy, which wanted someone who understood size without direction, sent for her. Veil set down her tuning fork and went. At the academy, she taught the children the rule that folds a line into a valley. "Absolute value," she said, "just means distance from zero. How far, never which way." She wrote it in its bars, X with a line. "Take 4. Its distance from 0 is 4, so X with a line equals 4. Now take -4. How far is it from 0? Also 4, just on the other side, so X with a line equals 4 as well. The minus falls away. What's left is the size." "So the answer's never negative," said a boy. "Never," said Veil. "A distance can't be less than nothing. Sharp 4 and flat 4 are both 4 off." She drew the graph. "And watch what that does to the shape. Send in the positives. They climb up to the right. Send in the negatives, but they can't go down. They can only measure how far, so they fold up to match. The line creases at 0 and rises on both sides. A V, a valley, deepest at 0, climbing away equally on either hand." She tapped the crease. "And if I want the distance from some other number, say from 3, I write X minus 3. The valley just slides over and dips to nothing at 3 instead. Same fold, new home." "So it measures how far you are from where you want to be," said a girl. "Distance from true," said Veil warmly. "Fold the two lows up to meet the two highs and count only the size of the gap. That's the whole of it."
She still tunes instruments when the academy can spare her, and still cares only for the distance from true. The thing Veil hopes the children carry is that a gap is a gap whichever side you fall on, that being too much and being too little can be exactly the same distance from where you meant to be, and that measuring the size of a miss, kindly, without minding its direction, is often the fairest way to count it. "Don't ask which way you're wrong," she tells them. "Ask how far. Fold the line at 0 and read the distance. A valley, deepest where you're true." When the hall empties, Veil runs a finger down the little V she has chalked in the corner and feels the level, even-handed gladness she first felt bringing a string back to true, that there is a deep fairness in counting a gap by its size alone and letting the direction of the miss fall gently away.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Veil the Valley folder. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.